This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We've got her a moment earlier than usual, which means we can spend some more time hanging out together. I'm talking about the executive director of the Green Times, eco consultant and coach. It's Elma Pollard. Morning, Elma.
Good morning. Yes, it's time for music and art.
And you know, when I first saw the story, I thought, this is a bit unusual. Because when you think of art and conservation, you think, okay, everybody must now donate tins and bits of recycled plastic and make some kind of collage, you know, like the kids would do as a project. That's the first thing that jumps to mind. And then I'm thinking, no, Brad, read the story. This is very classy.
Well, yes. I mean, art as a medium for conservation awareness, you know, environmental issues. I, of course, personally have always held the view that art is there to make social commentary because
yes.
I'm, you know, because I'm an activist. So not all artists agree with that, but there are many artists in the world who are using their art to draw the attention to issues that we need to face and discuss and resolve. And that's not just the visual arts, but also music. And for me, that's very exciting because that builds the bridge between science and art, the two big fields. And that's kind of also the bridge on which I find myself because I come from the humanities side in my work, and communication and writing, of course, is also an art. So that's where we all fit in, I think.
So help us to understand how this all came together. It's 2 weeks ago today out in Joburg that they held the Art and Conservation, a South African dialogue. From looking at some of the photographs and reading through the story, this was the best of the best.
Yes, so they show there a contemporary South African artist, Hedwig Barry, who is part of a residential program in the Kalahari Wildlife Reserve, where they host artists to come and live and make their art there. And then she's particularly focusing on soil and the ground. And you know how we go on about the soil, importance of the soil all the time. And that's her theme for her artistic research. And then she also does art classes for local special needs children. And she uses the soil as the angle into the art and to use what goes on in soil as as a support for helping people to handle life better.
How fascinating. It's the last thing I want to think about. Let's chat about soil. So they really are, if you'll pardon the pun, digging deep here to really find the essence of life. This isn't just some greenwashing exercise. This is really getting down to the essence of life.
Yes, the essence, the life, the lessons that we now need for survival is under the ground. I mean, that, apparently lots more goes on underground than above the ground. We just don't know all of this because it's so terribly tiny. They also hear talk about Rifumu Matabula, who is a photographer, and they launched the Wild Shots Photographers program where they teach young people from previously disadvantaged or from disadvantaged communities in the areas of the nature reserve to how to work with photography so that they also can learn to make art out of nature and communicate that way.
One thing that caught my eye in this story, Elma, was the Mzansi Ballet that performed an extract from its new ballet, and then looking at even bringing in archaeologists and Sand Park, talking about archaeological finds, and I just thought bringing this together with ballet, I mean, one would never think these two could be married, but when you read this part of the story, it's beautiful.
I think it's so beautiful how we are finding currently sort of a synergy, kind of a bringing together of all the different separate parts of society that we used to separate, and we're finding the interconnections between things, as in we are finding the interconnections between people as well, and how we need to blend together to draw together to work out solutions. I mean, they said there in the opening speech, Africa needs nature and nature needs Africa. Mm. So they say in Africa we have a long history of looking after one of the last expansive wilderness areas in the world and history of living peacefully together with nature.
Wow.
But now the issue is that we need to figure out how does this look in the modern world. So they talk about a vision of Africa where growth and development is catalyzed by nature. So instead of being in competition with each other and in competition for the limelight and resources, they work together, nature and development.
Mm. And for people to be able to engage their art form, which doesn't speak directly to conservation, but using their art form to raise awareness of conservation, whether it's murals, whether it is photography, whether it is, and there's a beautiful TEDx video here as well from Ken Chan Kin, which I quite like as well, from trash to music. So it's your art form that's able to meet conservation and using what you do best, not just for the sake of selling a picture or getting in a magazine, but creating awareness.
Yes, and art, of course, triggers emotions, and that's what we've always said, that if you keep all these facts stuck in your head and you don't go into how do I feel, I mean, the emotive angle here and the movement and also the visual images triggers the heart, I would say, and that's really what moves one to start being active and do something, and the whole point here is ecological action, global action. They want to drive global action by means of art.
The story's got a quote in it, Alma, if you don't mind if I share it, because it sums this up so beautifully. It just says, emotions, movements, and visual depictions have the power to convey a sensitive first-hand experience of ecological issues and to drive global action. And that, I think, is really the point of this story.
Yes, and that for me is the point of art during this very critical time that we live in. And they also say biodiversity is facing many, many challenges at the moment. And it's now for us to collectively find ways to protect our environment and all work together. Mm. So that is, it's the old refrain that we basically keep repeating every week as in different looking at it from different angles, but in the end, I suppose that is the cry for everybody to become active, no matter what you're doing, what field you are in, what profession you are in. There's always something that everybody can do to start becoming basically part of the solution.
This is a beautiful story and worth a read, not only for the sake of the words in it, but the emotion that it evokes and the beauty of the photography that you'll see as well in the story. Artists and environmentalists start conversation about conservation. Almost got my V's and S's confused there, Alma, but I pulled it together at the end. There's also some other great stories. If you've ever wondered about anchovies, there's a story about that. Another beautiful one to check out. A campaign aiming to save South Africa's sharks and rays. If you're looking for stories that are impactful in areas of conservation and more, you'll find it on The Green Times. So I feel like I just want to say again, Alma, thanks for this outstanding publication you put together online, you and your team, and not only are the photographs beautiful and emotive, but the stories can change our minds, and when we change our minds, we can change our actions. So thanks for all of your hard work.
Thank you, Brad, for also helping us spread that to another chunk of people that we wouldn't normally reach. We really appreciate that.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.